Good morning. This is Pastor Bill bringing another News in Focus. And today it's Muslim-led nations seek global ban on insults of Muhammad. Imagine such a thing. Muslim-led nations seek global ban on insults of Muhammad. This is posted on the WashingtonTimes.com. And the date is 9/25. Okay, so yesterday this was posted on the Washington Times. This is by Guy Taylor. As the UN General Assembly convenes this week, this was posted Monday, September 24th. As the UN General Assembly convenes this week in New York, several leaders of mostly Muslim nations are suggesting that the world body consider sanctions on blasphemy amid widespread protests against an amateur movie that degenerates Islam's Prophet Muhammad. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said he will focus at least part of his remarks on the film when he addresses the UN General Assembly on Tuesday. "I'm the Prime Minister of a nation of which most are Muslims that has declared anti-Semitism a crime against humanity, but the West hasn't recognized Islamophobia as a crime against humanity. It has encouraged it," Mr. Erdogan told reporters last week. Turkey heads the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, a body of 57 nations which has long pushed for a UN resolution condemning the defamation of the religion. Non-binding versions of the resolutions have been adopted, but the effort was crushed last year by religious groups and human rights activists who argued that it represented a dangerous step toward the international law against free speech. The debate has been reignited by Innocence of Muslims, a crudely produced film made in the United States that has sparked fury in the Muslim world. Protesters have breached the walls at U.S. embassies and desecrated American flags in sometimes violent demonstrations. A protest in the eastern Libyan city of Benghazi ended with the deaths of the U.S. ambassador and three other Americans. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton appealed Monday to Muslims to show dignity and not to resort to violence as they protest the film, the Associated Press reported. "Dignity does not come from avenging insults, especially with violence that can never be justified," Mrs. Clinton said at her husband Clinton Global Initiative. "It comes from taking responsibility and advancing our common humanity." In New York on Monday, Iranian President, and I always botch up his last name, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, alluded to the film and accused the United States and other misusing freedom of speech and of failing to speak out against the defamation of the people's beliefs and divine prophets. Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, whose country boasts the world's largest Muslim population, has condemned the film and called on the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the UN to mull over international protocol to prevent such things like this from happening again. Pakistan's parliament passed a resolution condemning Innocence of Muslims and demanding the nation's leaders to call on the United Nations to take actions against those who made the film. Non-binding resolution. At least one politician has gone a step further in Egypt, where the anti-American protests were triggered after Salafist Muslim TV network broadcast Arabic-dubbed clips of the film. "We call for legislation or resolution to criminalize contempt of Islam as a religion and its prophet." Imad Abdel Ghafur, who heads the ultra-Orthodox sect's North and newer political party, told Reuters over the weekend, "Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi will address the UN General Assembly on Wednesday, and many are waiting to see whether he will echo Mr. Ghafur's remarks." So, this article goes on, and one must ask the question, quite frankly, on when does this stop? When does the police action stop? You notice there are no, what you might call, Christian-led nations. It's hard to imagine a nation saying that they are a Christian-led nation. I don't know of another country, I'm sure there are, on the globe who says we're a Christian nation. America doesn't even say they're a Christian nation. Melting Pot can't possibly say we're a Christian nation. Albeit, it does stand to reason that we would be called a Christian nation, as most of our people claim to be Christian, using the Turkish Prime Minister's own criteria there. He said that they are a Muslim nation because most of their people are Muslims. Well, in this regard, we would say that we have a dilemma. The dilemma goes like this. How long do we let these Muslims continue to try to impose their police state on the rest of us? How long will it last? You see, there's no doubt in my mind that if they could, they would rule the world through just rank domination. Sharia law would be a part of the norm. You need to know that when the UN meets this next time, you're going to be hearing anti-Muslim speeches. Not anti-Muslim, but the anti-Muslim speeches. They're going to be talking about the evil United States using freedom of speech to bash Islam. And yet, I don't know of a single politician who does that. As a matter of fact, I've got a president who's cozying up with the Muslims. So it's not an issue of whether or not we think Islam is a recognized religion. It seems like we're past that in America. So really, the issue seems to be, how long will we be dealing with imposed international Islamic law? I guess I'm reminded of Jeremiah chapter number 12 and verse number 5. It begins, "Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? And but thou, O Lord, knowest me, thou hast seen me, tried my heart toward thee. Pull them out like sheep from the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter." He's talking about these people around him who are wicked and really deserve the judgment of the Lord. And he says, "If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou trustest they weary thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of the Jordan? For even thy brethren in the house of thy father, even they have dealt treacherously with thee, yea, they have called a multitude after thee. Believe them not, though they speak fair words unto thee. I have forsaken my house, I have left my heritage, I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. My heritage is unto me, as a lion in the forest." And so we have the prophet. We have the prophet speaking God's words. And God says, if thou hast run in the footmen which have wearied thee, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? In other words, if the footmen have tired you, what will the horses do? Many of us are having a hard time finding reasons to speak against Islam. Many of us think that it's going to just kind of fade away, and that America will come to its senses. No, friends, America is so jealous and despicably greedy over privacy that as long as you're not up on my front yard digging up my grass, I'm not going to say a word about it. And yet, our freedoms are slipping away, our freedom of speech, the protection of religious rights are slipping away, and we sit back and we say, but I just don't want to get involved. Friend, you better get involved. I'm talking about in the break room at the job. I'm talking about in your churches. I'm talking about at your family reunions. I'm talking about when you're discussing the weather and all manner of other things with your neighbors. You better start just speaking the truth. It's not Christians who are bombing embassies. It's not Christians who are seeking the death of Israel. It's not Christians who are taking over Europe and making it almost impossible to do anything in public that reeks of Christianity. It's not Christians that are doing the genocide in the bloc countries. It is, you better wake up and smell the coffee. Now, if this is all an issue of you think it's just my opinion and you're going to wait until it really gets bad, pretty soon you're going to look up and there'll be nothing left to defend. If the footmen tire you, what happens when the horses are let out? This is Pastor Bill. What are we afraid of? Nothing. Fear is not from the Lord. But if you look down and find no freedom in your hands in 5 or 10 years, and you look back at these moments of indecision and lack of prayer and silence that you call self-control, then don't you go crying to God saying, what happened to America? I double dog dare you to put this at the feet of the king when you could vote, and instead you say, well, I'm not going to vote for a Mormon. I'm not going to vote for a white. I'm not going to vote for... You just go ahead and keep thinking of your reasons why you're going to stay in your house in November. Keep thinking about that next time it's the Senate elections, the House of Representative elections, the state legislature elections, and you do nothing. You do nothing! And then you look at God in 5 and 10 years and say, what happened? History will tell the story. Post your comments directly to this recording.